Hey guys, Will Durst here to say it's starting to get funny. After crushing Newt Gingrich in Florida, Mitt Romney was all but handed the nomination and the Republican primary race, considered a done deal. But the express train to Tampa derailed in the Midwestern states of Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri, with Rick Santorum sweeping all three. Having had to slap down a wannabe frontrunner almost every week, Mitt must feel like he's playing whack-a-mole with a mallet made out of braided cat hair clippings. But every time conservatives get close to walking down the aisle with the former governor from Massachusetts, they contract such a serious case of buyer's remorse it buckles their knees, most of which can be traced back to Romney himself. After Florida, the tone-deaf man with the tin ear claimed he was not concerned about the very poor. Problem is, people suspect his definition of very poor consists of anybody without a pastry chef permanently on call. Then the very next day, obviously worried his message wasn't being taken seriously, he hugged Donald Trump. What's he running for? Poster boy for the 1%? Doesn't he realize he looks more like Gordon Gekko than Michael Douglas does? Resembles a police sketch artist rendering of a white-collar criminal. Voted most likely to be perp-walked up a courthouse steps with a trench coat draped over his handcuffs. Go on, Mitt, say it. Greed is good. Feel better now? Nobody can relate to this guy. He wasn't groomed, he was assembled out of an IKEA box. One white male politician, standard. Romney won Florida by outspending Gingrich by a factor of 40-1. And doing the same to Rick Santorum should be pretty easy, since the former Pennsylvania senator is financing his campaign mostly by scrounging under couch cushions. Santorum actually brags about running such a low-key campaign that he flies middle seats on United. We're supposed to entrust the presidency to a guy who can't snag a decent travel agent? For Cross Currents, I'm Will Durst.